I don't have to impress these fucking people. They're going to take whatever the fuck I give them.
Hey, Twitter world.
Hey, Twitter world.
That is the creepiest shit in the... Hey, Twitter world.
La, li, la, li, la, la. Huh? Oh, I do have grab belief. I have two packs of it, in fact.
I don't think we can smoke in here, though.
He's just going to be really upset at us, bro. We're not going to be invited back. Are you serious?
Yeah, we know we're able to smoke in here.
Are you fucking insane? Is that loco?
I feel like we have.
Here. I don't remember it. No, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
No, I smoked in here.
Because I feel like Amos participated one time.
I would pass him back the joints.
Oh, okay.
All
right. But then that was back when he was PC. I've never smoked in Amos' room. I've smoked in the Pussy Connoisseur's room.
Yeah.
I don't know who this Amos guy is. I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
With a pen. We used to be nigga. With a pen. Bitch, be some nigga with a pen. Nigga with a pen. Nigga with a pen. Nigga with a pen. Nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen. Hey, me, Ricky, Benny, and Chris. Who what the fuck you know is doing it like this? Bitch, we the shit. You niggas are the lamest. We back in the corner with Amos. Hey, I say I'll go crazy if you let me. Open the door and make a right and you see Jeffrey. Hey, I ain't on no alcohol. We got weed so we gon' still have a ball. Ricky on sangria making all the mata peers. Ben not your friend and he kicking it in the den. Don't ask my nigga when, but you bitches he ain't seen. By the grace of Talia.
It's a big, 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 big,
hey, I got opinions, cause we some niggas, trying to make these major figures. Hey, watch your fucking mouth, trying to go on tour like 85 style. Halloween party coming straight to you bitches.
Hey,
hey, have you laughing up in stitches? Getting too big for your britches. In the ditches, we lay puss ass snitches. Hey. Wash you pussies like some dishes. And drown you pussies like some fishes. Shake you bitches like some twitches. Little bitches. Whoa.
That was lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. Really I sometimes.
Yeah. Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, this is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct as we typically love to do every week, every Tuesday, bright and early. I am joined by my brothers, plus
yo,
Ricky the Prince,
yo,
and the Vegan Trap Lord. And I am Benicy, take a shot of me, and together collectively we are the Niggas with Opinions podcast. How is everyone doing today?
I am doing swell, I think.
I'm doing all right today. Thanks for asking, Ben.
I'm doing pretty good.
I had to recover, my bad. I usually put myself first, so I had to recover on the back end.
Put that nigga first. Ben. Let's start with some negativity. Who's the last person that you hurt?
Shit.
Why'd you say a bill collector? Listen to him. Watch.
My mom, my old girl. Only because I was supposed to meet up with her last weekend, and I wasn't able to. And that hurt her feelings and shit. You know, I had to make up for it for the next.
Your mama, cuz? Yeah,
I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it.
Please, do tell. What's more important than a rendezvous with your mother? The woman who gave you life and carried you for 9 months. What, pray tell, was so important that you could not leave it for your mother, Ben?
Well, I was supposed to meet up with her at a fixed time. I was 2 hours away and I couldn't make it literally because of the time.
I'm very disappointed in you, Ben. Ricky, who's the last person that you hurt?
That I hurt? Last person that I hurt was Arya.
Good. Pain makes the children stronger.
Yeah.
How? Why?
I beat her little ass.
Oh, so you physically hurt her?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Beat her little ass because she doesn't listen sometimes. So sometimes you got to put the pause on her. Remind her who the big boss is.
Do you have to use a different method for light-skinned children in fear of the police? Or do you beat them the same?
Beat them the same.
And they heal, I believe.
I brought you into this world. I could take you out.
How fast are light-skinned children? Like, how fast are they? Like, because when you beat, like when I used to get beat, you used to get these little fat little things across your arms. Yeah, but they were black.
Yeah.
Are they red on the children?
They're red on them.
That looks... you ever beat them and get scared? And, oh, my God. I think I did it this time.
I'm like, hey, look, you got a little tattoo. It's cool.
You're a dick. You're going to jail.
Let that be a reminder never to fucking piss me off.
Bless you, Ben. Chris, who's the last person that you hurt?
Oh, man. I hurt somebody for real.
What's up? Let's talk about this shit.
Nah, so like, you know, we play basketball every Sunday, right? So, man... 2K had came out the day before. I just want to preface the story by saying that. And they got a new dribble stick on there, so I was like doing dribble moves and whatnot. And, I don't hurt people, okay? And when I tell you I did a spin move and like I didn't think bro was right there, shout out my homie Dom, man. Get better. You know, wait.
What the fuck did you do to him, bro?
I broke his nose pretty bad.
You broke Dom's nose?
Yeah,
such a
bro.
Nice guy.
I know, bro.
White dog?
Yeah, bro.
You hit him with the elbow? His shit was leaking?
His shit was crushed, bro. Like, I heard it. That's how hard I heard it through my elbow. Like, I felt like his nose hit my elbow, and the noise registered through my arm into my ear.
And it's one of those things where you feel helpless as fuck, because what can you do for
it? And it was with my funny bone, too, like the back part of my elbow. So it's like when I hit him, my hand was tingling, and I'm like, ah. But then I turned around, and I seen him, and I'm like, ooh.
Got that boy wearing the Rip Hamilton face right now, boy.
Man, shout out my homie Don, bro. I'm really sorry.
Man up, Don, that's all. Need a stronger nose. All right, guys, let us get down to business.
Biggity business.
All right. Oh no, Jesse got another one. Ricky, since you're in your phone not paying attention to this podcast, what is your first oral sex experience? Giving. I don't care what you're receiving. None of my business.
Giving or receiving? You just said giving and receiving. I'm sorry.
What did I just say, Ben?
You said giving because I don't care what you're receiving.
Oh, giving. Oh, I want to say I was 20 and I was dating a girl at the time and I decided to try it and I liked it.
That's why your beard didn't grow. You waited too late to get into the game.
Well, I lost my virginity pretty much when I was 18, so I started late.
Whenever I hear you and Ben say this shit, I have a hard time believing it.
Yeah, it's true.
So what were y'all boys doing in high school?
Nothing.
Beating our dicks.
Schoolwork.
Beating our dicks, wishing we were getting vaginas.
AP US history schoolwork.
Women in Broward are really like generous with their vaginas.
Yeah, but we wasn't on it like that.
But I will give you that. They're finicky and bougie up there. They really are.
Yeah. But yeah, I started late. But yeah, my first experience, again, I was dating this woman and I decided to try it and I never looked back.
Did you ever... at one point in your life, thinking that pleasuring a woman orally was disgusting?
Yes.
At what age did that stop for you?
When I started watching porno, like, a lot.
So, like, 9?
I started watching porno, like, heavy, like, around 13, 14.
I am a damaged child.
Yeah, we've established that.
So then...
I've always stood firm on... not receiving head. That never changed or wavered. I always thought that was disgusting.
Okay, so by the time you're an early teen, it's no longer disgusting for you. You jump into the pussy game at about 18. and you decide to go oral finally at about like 20 or so. I mean, which I think is a pretty decent arch. I don't think there's anything abnormal about that shit. What was your first experience with it? At what point do you think you were good at it? Because the first time you eat pussy, you're not eating it for an end game. You're just because I have to see what this is.
You're just trying to see what it is, what it's like. And as I started to do it more and more, I realized the effects it was having on her. So I enjoyed it even more. So, I mean, I just got better at it because, again, I watched a lot of porn and I paid attention to what it was doing to her body.
I will say this, though. Like, head and porn is really... You can't follow that shit. These niggas do too much. Like, I realize that these niggas are having sex with the intention of, like these niggas eat pussy from the side.
Yeah, they're doing crazy I'm not doing that side. Yeah.
For what? Stretching my tongue all the way across. No, fuck that. No.
You know the next day how bad your tongue is going to hurt?
Full court press, little bitch. I'm all over you.
Yeah. You ever caught a Charlie horse in your tongue? Trying to impress her by eating that pussy? Man, that shit hurts.
What I have caught was like a fucking, my jaw was hurting.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, I find about women, I don't know about all men, but with my experience, if I'm eating pussy, no matter what ails me, I'm going to be there until the job's done. I just need to get this over and out of the way.
Yeah.
Real nigga. A fucking discomfort in their neck, in their jaw. Oh, now they want to stop and give you a half-hearted jack and roll their neck around. Bitch, yeah. If you would... Consistency.
And not only that, they'll do it at a moment where you are actually about to...
Oh, my God!
Like, why'd you stop right now? Why'd you do that?
What you doing?
You're only making it harder on yourself. Nothing makes these bitches want to stop like saying, don't stop. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Defiant.
Don't stop. Okay. Huh? Bitch, if you can, huh, you're not sucking dick. The fuck? If you can, you're not sucking no dick. Throw your ass off.
What the fuck you hun for?
Ben, what was your first experience in giving? No, that's not fellatio. It's the other one. Cunnilingus. That's the word I'm looking for here. Cunnilingua.
It happened in college for me. I want to say I was either 18 or 19 when it happened. It was my very first girlfriend in college, and up until that point, I understood what sex was, of course, and you know that part wasn't foreign to me. But the whole like fucking giving oral sex and whatnot, that was extremely foreign. It was like something. You might as well said that only Asians in Cambodia and Cambodians did that shit. But I tried it out, and she did like this thing with her foot. You remember Thumper, the rabbit? She started doing that shit. Like literally, like if your face was next to her foot, she could like take her eye out. And at that moment, that's when I was like, okay, all right, I must be doing something right. And ever since then, I never stopped.
How long do you think it took you to get proficient at it? Because I think I'm man up to say that I probably ate pussy aimlessly for like a year and a half. With just no direction.
Fuck. She gave me like a very, very like quick and very early indication of what to do and what not to do. Again, yeah. By that foot, that was a clear indication. And ever since then, I kept that in my memory bank and I always tried that.
I always felt like eating pussy was like you kind of get an answer on how a woman's body's reacting more so than during sex. Their body's kind of like you can see it,
but that requires experience. Some sort of a sexual IQ, right?
Right.
Because you understand, like you know to be reactive just because you've seen this reaction a few times,
right?
So now you correlate it. I feel like I was eating pussy before I understood the clitoris, if that makes any sense.
No, yes, correct. It makes sense.
Same here.
So then if you're eating pussy without any knowledge of the clitoris, you're not in the game.
You're not doing it.
You're licking around,
yeah,
and she's moaning out of courtesy, but like you know the difference.
My first time was literally like a treasure hunt. Like I'm just around there, just I'm wandering aimlessly, and then once I get to
the X. Do I lick the hole? Is it the hole?
Once I got to the X.
Is a hole your spot? Do I lick here? I had her tell me, stop licking the hole. Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. That's helpful.
Get to the button. You gotta get to the little button.
I'm thinking it was a sticky move.
And even like with your girl, like you'll see like when you first started eating her vagina and begin a relationship to wherever it is now, it's a totally different experience. Once you learn her and learn what she likes, that shit's completely, even as a pro, it's just different.
And what a lot of these niggas don't realize, they love thick bitches, but they got to understand that with a thick bitch sometimes comes a fat pussy. So you may have to spread apart the fat. You got to
spread over.
You got to spread it apart in order to get to the button.
My method of choice has always been both forearms in the back of that knee crevice. You fold that whole shit back and you lean.
That's a good one.
And if you lean, all of the fat leans forward. Mm-hmm. Or literally you can put yourself in between it and just lift. Take two thumbs and lift that fupa up with your two thumbs. Because you need to create a nasal pathway somewhere.
So you can breathe.
Because
you're gonna suffocate and all that fat.
Trying to eat pussy and breathe with your mouth is a short game.
It's impossible.
It's a short game.
Because the way that your tongue is out and you're wagging your tongue, it's hard to breathe out of that when your tongue is inside a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's those times where the blanket's over your head. Yeah, I mean, you could be, there's all types of crazy shit.
I don't do oven pussy eating anymore.
I tried that once. I can't.
It's exciting, sure, but I can't.
You're gonna die.
And I get home drunk to wake her up to this tongue.
Sure.
Well.
No, drunk.
Oh, yeah, to get to it, to hit her with the surprise, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. But eventually you have to, woof, take that bitch off you.
Once you know that you're here, take that shit off.
Niggas, they take it off.
I just thought about just.
I remember one time my neck almost broke, man. Because I was eating pussy, and you know how they lift, like bitch, you ain't like just she's lifted, like whoa, 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 what the fuck's happening here? Like that shit was crazy. Like, you need to relax.
Have you ever had your face squirted in?
Yeah,
it's not pleasant.
Yeah,
it's not pleasant. I'd rather you squirt from the stroke, not in my face. That is, I don't. What do I do with this now?
I like to see if, yeah.
What do I do with this now?
Swallow it.
I was so cautious, bro. I was listening. I was paying attention to every body cue and every change in pitch with the moan.
You just can't jump back. Ew, bitch, you almost got me.
All right, all right, all right. It's about to happen. All right. Whoa.
You're going to fuck it up.
Hit it with the matrix. All right.
So you don't swallow it?
No.
No.
Oh, y'all niggas ain't about that.
No, but here's the thing.
Oh, y'all niggas ain't.
I spit all that water right back on them.
But here's the thing.
Nah, nigga.
It's still foreign to me. I still don't know exactly what that is. In my mind, I don't know what it is.
Like, I wish it was. It's literally projectile.
That shit.
It is a projectile receipt.
That shit'll tickle your throat. Like, if you catch it. Like that. It's like a
Nah bro. Not me.
So it's like a water fountain. Except you have your mouth open.
Yeah.
See, you can't be waiting for gumdrops and rainbows with that ass shit. Nah bro, like,
I keep going while it's happening. Drive a crazy.
Sure. No, you have to. But I mean, nigga, at this point I go from like to ee. Let that shit go on the chin.
On the beard.
I'm not.
If it gets in your eye, would it burn? Is it acidic?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question.
You ever like, you remember when you lost your first tooth and your mother put salt in some water and said, gargle this?
Oh,
yeah, God. Buddy. That's what that is. That's what that is.
Nah.
Okay, side note. Do you know what I had somebody tell me recently?
What?
I got some head. She spit it out and she said, if you were vegan, I would have swallowed this. Let me tell you.
Wow.
That was the funniest shit I'd ever. That is your game. That was the funniest shit I'd ever heard in my life.
You saw the tweet where they said, niggas want you to swallow their nut when their diet is nothing but Hennessy and chicken wings.
The best compliment is ski skate. Oh, somebody's been drinking water. Thank you.
I heard about the myth one time about drinking pineapple juice. So one time before I had somebody over, I literally consumed a gallon of pineapple juice.
Wait for the cream filling.
What's the
bitch.
Myth? What's the myth?
Supposedly, it's supposed to make your cum sweet, sweeter, I guess.
Oh, okay.
What was the verdict? Did she notice?
She didn't say.
She didn't say anything. She had no complaints. It was gone when she came up.
But if you taste pineapple, you say something.
It's fresh. It's fresh pineapples, bro.
Okay, but I don't know.
A vegan would know.
Educate me.
A vegan would know.
Educate me, cuz.
Diced pineapples. Fresh pineapples.
Diced pineapples.
Sorry, crazy, but at least you told
me. Why'd you have to say diced pineapples?
Like, if you just buy the pineapple, it won't work. If you don't cut those shit first.
What the pineapple will do, they must be diced.
That's funny. What about you, Chris?
What about me, what?
What the? Oh, never mind.
I mean, ask away.
The question was, what was the question? The question was the vagina eating question. When did you start and when did you feel like you became prolific?
Proficient, bitch.
Proficient, I'm sorry.
I mean, prolific, too, if you're a beast, I guess. When did you become the guru of Bubba?
Listen, I'm married. As a married man, the contract that I signed.
Why you made us ask you this?
So that I could say this on the podcast.
That's why I said never mind. Then he said, you can ask.
You can ask. You can ask.
I literally said never mind.
So that I could say, I can't answer out of respect for my marriage. It was a setup. Fuck, nigga.
I realized that. That's why I said never mind. You wanted me to ask anyway. That's what it looked like, Ben.
Where's the camera, dog?
Oh, shit. But is it fair that you want her to swallow your nut, but you won't swallow hers? Does she have a case where she gets mad at you for that?
First of all, I've never been huge on swallowing. Just get it out of me. I don't care what you do with it. Just don't put it in your pussy. Get it out of there. Spit it, toilet, floor, whatever you want to do with it.
Once it hits the air, it's dead. She can't. It don't matter anyways.
Is that true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It dies once it hits the air.
It has a life expectancy.
I feel like these are just nigga myths. Once sperm hits the air, it dies.
It's true, bro.
No.
It's true.
Ben, that shit lives, I feel like you're our resident common sense here. Have you heard this?
You can't put sperm out like on something and then insert it in you and it's going to fucking, she's going to get pregnant. It's not going to happen.
But it's not going to die right away.
I mean, I don't know.
Where did you hear this?
In school.
No, you didn't.
I did hear this in school.
You heard this in school?
Yeah.
Somebody in the school said.
Not a teacher, but I heard it in school.
There's no way that a fucking book said this.
You know we have internet, right?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
But it's
now.
Funnier being a nigga than it's just this Googling.
No, the other episode, you killed me. We said something. Your dumbass with the research. Tyrone, the doctor Tyrone.
It was my curiosity that was killing me. It wasn't about proving you wrong.
It was about
me needing to know. I needed to know if a nigga named Tyrone ever made it through middle school.
Do we want the facts?
Oh, yeah. My God, please.
Okay. This is from the American Pregnancy Association.
Oh, God.
No. Oxygen does not kill sperm. This is a myth that many people believe, but it is not true. Once the sperm is dry, it is dead and cannot travel to fertilize an egg.
What the fuck
sperm
you mean?
Can live. Here's the craziest part. Sperm can live for 3 to 5 days if it is in a warm, moist environment such as the vagina or uterus of a woman.
Those motherfuckers don't die.
So I'm saying, let's say...
Clean your shower,
bro. Let's say you fucked a girl that you, of course, don't want her to get pregnant. She makes you nut. What is she going to do with the sperm?
So wait, if she scrapes it off of her stomach and then fingers herself, I'm assuming, and like does like a handstand... If she puts it in there. Because don't those motherfuckers swim? They just need to be putting some water in there.
All it takes is one.
Fuck you talking about. Just take one.
Yeah, just take one.
And apparently, how many sperms come out per pump? Since you're Googling.
Per pump?
Millions.
I would say per like square.
Millions.
Millions? Millions per nut.
That is a lot.
Per square splat. Like
average.
And it depends how much your load is. Pause.
Yeah, if you drink, not every nigga shoot the same.
Yeah. If you drink a lot of, I know,
like for me on that first round, the load is heavy.
Good. Yeah,
that second or third is like
if you drink a lot of sea moss, you'd be all right. Drake Seamoss.
Nah, man. I don't need to see Arlo Moss.
The load is heavy.
A normal.
That's a good title. Heavy load.
Heavy is the load.
Heavy. Heavy is the load.
A normal sperm count ranges from 15 million sperm to more than 200 million.
Yeah. What?
I know
per
that.
Milliliter.
The blue. I don't know how much a fucking milliliter is.
I don't heavy know is the load.
That's like a drip.
Every time I hear that word, I see Gunna in my brain.
Yeah, drip so
you know, hard. Yeah. Whenever I hear the word drip, now I see Gunna. Just his face.
It's like a little Gunner just falling.
The nigga was literally on fire in his last video.
That was the video for Hot with Thug. He lit himself on fire.
Did you know or did you just guess?
It had to be that.
Song. Okay, all right. No, no, no. I agree with you, but I just want to know. I don't think the fucking caption said that.
No, it didn't say it.
Okay, he's on fire. His song called Hot. It has to be
fresh. That burning nigger. It has to be this.
It's a nigga souffle for some reason.
Probably smelled like chicken.
Hey, facts, though. More like burnt chicken and black and miles.
anybody like seen like a dead burnt body before?
Dead, burnt.
I've seen
plenty of dead bodies. Never seen
like in like a hospital setting or like out dead body.
I've seen hospital setting and I've seen one out. I've seen a couple out.
Yeah, I've seen out.
Why have you niggas seen out dead bodies?
Car accident.
Yeah, people die on the road.
Yeah,
you never driven by like an accident. It just happened, and paramedics haven't gotten there to like seal off the scene and cover up the...
I've never had the pleasure of getting there.
That's
that
not
early.
A pleasurable experience.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Hell no. Nah. See the accident motherfucker ones are the actual worst. Brain out in the street.
I feel like I need to see it.
I did not.
You'll quickly regret it once you see it. You'll be like, damn, my God, I wish I didn't see that.
I looked away as soon as my brain started processing
what the
it
fuck
might
you
be.
Were looking at.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, I don't even want to see that. Just put my head down.
Yeah.
You'd probably throw up if you saw it, though.
Nah.
No, I mean, I have... My only time seeing dead bodies, I did throw up. So he's probably right in that.
So I don't know why you're
I know exactly what you're... Well, okay. So
where is it? Let me see.
I used to be a funeral service major, bro. And I did all my fucking written work, all the written classes. It's pretty much a common sense major. I did embalming one, book work. When it's time for embalming two, Miami-Dade has like a freezer full of bodies, cadavers. Like donated to science, cadavers and shit. This cracker went to the fucking freezer. He pulled out the body, and I was scraped because the nigga was dead, frozen solid. There was like a what they call a Y cut, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like chest to chest, and then like a line to the middle of like your stomach, and then one line. He opened this nigga like a cupboard. Like it's like the nigga body must have had hinges the way the nigga opened this boy up. It's, he opened this nigga up and he was showing the class something. And like when he put his hand in, I heard a squelch. You don't have to know what the word means to know what the squelch.
That's the sound that it makes.
That's the sound. Squelch. And I lost all my shit. He's like, hey. Mr. Pierre Lewis, you may want to take today off. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll take it off. It was Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This was Monday. I went back Wednesday. Did the same thing. Different body, same cut, same cupboard. I threw up again. The nigga say, meet me in my office. Like, hey, Mr. Pierre Lewis, you may want to reconsider your career choice. I'm like, you know, my nigga, I'm just going to reconsider college. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. I'm just gonna reconsider further my education. It's been real, y'all boys.
Niggas made you drop out.
Oh, what the fuck? Because, bro, I'm in 12th grade. I don't know what I want to do with my life. The smooth ass film director come in there, suited up, jewelry, nigga, smooth. All I do is talk, blah, 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 blah. Nigga said, out of high school, you could jump out and make $80,000 for a 2-year major. That was my fucking language.
Yeah,
that was my language. Like, I could talk. You want me to talk to people, families, show like fake empathy? Sign me up. Sign me the fuck up.
That's literally bro, what it is.
Like when they teach you the business of this shit, like this shit's a mafia. Like when you come into their office sad, they know they're gonna grease you because you're too fucking bereaved to look at receipts. Yeah. Like the flower guys, the motorcycle guys, the car guys, they all dogs. They all wash each other's back. These caskets cost $100 after production. Mark these hoes up 300% because your dumb ass is grieving. Like, if you want, you could just go to Walmart and order your casket online. But who's thinking about that shit when Ma just died? Shit crazy.
Yeah. Don't bury me in a Walmart casket, bro.
It's the same thing. All right. Pay 4 bands for that shit if you want to.
I'm not saying 4 bands. Build me a casket, but don't buy it from Walmart.
Who is going to cry and build you a casket at the same time?
Who told
time?
You to cry?
Come on.
This guy.
Wow, who told you to cry? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Who? Ain't nobody give you ass permission to be out here crying?
I'm dead. I'm just saying, build the casket, bro. Don't buy it from Walmart. That's cheap.
You see a nigga in the wood cutting a tree down for Chris.
There needs to be a case study done on Caribbean people, dog. Because even after death, you're not allowed to shed a tear. If you're a man, you're not allowed.
But that's not, even if the woman, like the woman, bro, all the women at the most recent funeral that I went to, they cried and then like just said, all right, get off me. Let me get to work. They were all just moving and doing crazy work. They just wanted to do work. Like, I'm not going to grieve. I need to do work. That's not the most Haitianist shit ever. I just got to work to get this shit off me. Nobody took time off. Everybody just went right back to the bookie doing work.
That's the way we cope, unfortunately.
That's fucking unhealthy.
As fuck.
That's why you beat your children the way you do. Because you're sad inside. Let's see here. Should I go filthy or... Okay, let's make people uncomfortable. Let's just say right now, for example, right? There's twerk fitness classes out. Your old lady decides to take twerk fitness classes because it makes her feel sexy and she loses weight. If she wanted to post some of her workout videos online, would that be problematic for you? Because I don't know if you've ever seen the videos of like these women doing twerk choreography in their classes together, and they're twerk, and they're building up a sweat, and they're doing the choreo, and it makes them feel empowered and sexy and all those other shits. If your woman just decided that that would make her feel good. Nothing about thirst trapping and none of those things that it could be.
Go and shake ass.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I'd let her do it.
Yeah.
I love this. Let me hear why you would let her do it, Ben. Talk to me about why.
I'd tell her to wear yoga pants.
So you're looking for compromise?
Just a little bit.
I mean,
but I wouldn't care. I mean, even if she did it in shorts, I'd pick and choose my battles. I don't think shorts? I'd care too much.
That's what I mean. They're working out. It could be shorts, and even if it's tights, that's no fun either way.
I mean, but if it's shorts, you know how shorts go, bro.
You know how tights go, bro.
Nah, but shorts leave the booty meat on the underneath.
Come on, it peak. Is it hello?
Oh. Not the shorts.
So you're saying compromise.
Keep it workout. Because the shorts is not workout.
So pants and tights.
I don't think I care too
pants
much.
Pants would be weird, but tights.
I mean, with like jogging pants, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
You changed.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind. If you're just twerking just to twerk, yeah, that's different. But you doing a workout thing and
twerking with a purpose.
Yeah, twerking with a purpose. That's a good title.
That's it.
Twerking with a purpose. And you just not high here recreationally twerking.
Yeah.
It's still going to bring out animals.
Animals are everywhere out here in the streets.
I got a friend of mine, I used to work with her. We used to be really, really cool. And like, she's got married and shit. And she started uploading these videos. And it's just like, I remember like her nigga just being like just this really Caribbean ass, like strong minded boy. So it was interesting as fuck to see. I don't know how it worked, but apparently it is working. They still happily married and she posting these motherfucking videos. So something happened. I mean, but then again, all you niggas around the table are saying the same thing. I thought I was going to get a fight from your boys.
Nah, it's not for that. I mean, you have...
Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're securing your shit, I mean, that's okay. Like, I know I just wouldn't have liked her doing it just to do it. Just you just dancing and twerking and shaking your ass in front of a camera. Like, what the fuck is the purpose of that? How do you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I don't get that.
But twerk fitness is different.
Twerk fitness is different.
And second part of my answer as to why I wouldn't care too much is I'm thinking about the long game. If she feels sexier about, if she feels sexier, she gonna bring that sexy shit home. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna sit on the couch and be like, hey, what you learned in class today, babe? Show daddy. Let me see what you learned in class. Yeah. It's time for homework.
Let me see what I'm paying for. Let's see it.
It's funny.
What is the wildest?
Would you have a problem with it?
Absolutely.
Never mind. None of your bitches be going to the gym and working out. What are we talking about?
I forbid it. It's forbidden.
Would you let your wife make pizzas in front of a camera while I twerking?
It's more like so. Make microwavable pizzas.
Yeah,
that actually really sounds delightful.
Making Tostino's pizzas.
That nigga said delightful.
It is delightful. What the fuck, got twerking and pizza.
That actually sounds lit. Tostino's Tanya.
DiGiorno Donna.
You niggas like fuck with food, like honey and whipped cream and shit, all that chocolate syrup and all that weird shit.
You know, I've never done that.
I've never had time to play.
Yeah, I don't have. That's, it seems like a bunch. It seems like a bunch of waste of time and food. And then who's going to clean all that mess?
Have you ever guys like? I'm thinking about it. Like none of the sex that I have is ever like planned to that kind of a detail where I can have shit by the counter.
Yeah.
Waiting for like in case this shit happened.
No, I don't. It requires planning. Then afterwards, I want to go to sleep, not clean up. Like it's just I don't know.
I know you have a contract, Chris, but like you never use like organic honey. Bro, or like vegan.
I'm married with two kids. Sex is a scheduled and well thought out. Well thought out event. Okay.
So then, if you want to put out the roses and shit, you could do it at 10:15 because you know at 10:18 it's lit.
Yeah.
Ben, have you used like butterscotch honey or whatever the fuck?
Butterscotch
honey. We're here to entertain. So, I will tell you one time I allowed a BBW. Fuck. I allowed a BBW to put Nutella on my dick.
First of all, I'm happy your dick made it out alive. Okay, because you could have lost it playing those games. All right, she could have had a flashback. Oh, my mom. Okay, you're playing a dangerous game, my friend. But damn. Please,
Nutella Dick Ben.
I never tried it again after that, but it was something. it was something.
How do you not change her contact name to Nutella after that?
That's funny.
You almost lost it, brother.
Man.
Literally gobbled.
What is the wildest DM you've ever received, Richard?
Like it was like 2014. There was this woman. She's like kind of. She was kind of like an Instagram model or whatever. But she was married, and every time I used to post a pic, she would always DM me or whatever. I'm like, oh, but she married. Like whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like you're married, just need chill. So one day she sends me a video on Instagram, on my Instagram DM, of her getting fucked by her husband, saying this could be you. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, does your husband know you just sent it? She's like, no. I don't follow her, dog. I didn't want nobody after me, nobody to kill me. But yeah, that was the craziest DM I ever
got. That is fucking hilarious.
And she looked great, but she was like fully married.
And fully insane.
Yeah, like she wanted me to come over her house. And she's like, no, dang, I ain't coming to your house.
That makes my answer seem like fucking kindergarten, bro. Mm-hmm. Shit, because all I experienced, the wildest one that I got was I want you to wear me on your beard and let me make you a single dad.
Wow.
All in the same message.
Did you allow her to make a mess on your beard?
No.
No.
She must have been disgusting.
That was, well, that and that, that was wildly aggressive. It was wildly aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not used to advances like that.
I used to always hate the very aggressive ones. I never liked them. I never liked it. It was always kind of weird to me. Like, you look too...
Something is.
Yeah, something's not right here. Like, no, I'm straight.
You trying to give me something?
Yeah.
I know it.
I can't remember my wildest, but I got this one like less than a week ago. this says, "Mwen vle ofu," which means I want to offer you. And then there's a cat emoji, comma, but I'm not subtle and I'll have a date that night.
Wow. Okay. So she wants to offer you the pussy, but she has a date that night?
Yeah.
So after her date, she wants to fuck you?
I'm assuming that's what that means.
Did you fuck her after her date?
No. No. That one didn't filter through.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I just, that's red.
Okay.
Y'all out of control, man. Red. Some of y'all out of control.
Yeah.
Okay, hold your goddamn horses. Shit.
Listen. Y'all niggas out here paying for dates and the next nigga fucking that.
Any of our listeners out there that receive... interesting DMs like that, feel free,
please,
to send them to NWO Podcast. Yeah, we would like to read them and leave them on read.
And just know, if you want to protect their identity, cut out their names, because if you don't, I'm going to post fool. I find it interesting. So
we should start our new segment called
The DM Diary.
Oh, yes. Please.
And we ask the ladies to send us the DMs.
Ladies, let us expose these fuck niggas for you. Do you want to expose some fuck niggas, but you afraid to do it? Let us.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be like, and this week's weird ass nigga.
And this week's fucking creep.
This week's DM dummy.
Oh my God, that needs to happen. So ladies.
DM diary.
Because we'll post them on the gram and talk about them on the podcast. That's lovely. We get to berate somebody who deserves it.
We'll be the police for you. You all report right. Them to us.
We're fucking brilliant.
Oh my God, okay. This Send is why we top dogs.
Content kings.
Fucking weirdos.
The kings of content.
You know how funny that segment's gonna be? Oh my God.
I just want the listeners to know that was off the dome. We didn't rehearse that. We didn't talk about that shit in pre-show.
We kind of practiced.
Nah, not that. Not that.
No, I'm bullshit.
That was off the skillet.
We never practiced anything, actually. All this is all the bullshit you get is just straight bullshit.
Is bad sex grounds for a divorce?
Bad sex is grounds for you'll never see or hear me again from me again. You wouldn't even get the opportunity to be my girlfriend, let alone get a fucking divorce. Like, get the fuck out of here.
How does that happen?
Yeah. I mean, because sex could just get bad after marriage.
Are some people actually believe in no sex before marriage?
Then it's like, grounds for a conversation.
Ooh,
for
a that's very interesting. Well, yeah, like there are some people who are like no sex before marriage, and then you get into it and just
yeah. Reggie, and Jeffrey, they're best friend. They were the best man in his wedding last year. He lost his virginity the night of his wedding. Him and his wife. So they didn't have they. But I guess that's different because they both don't know what sex feels like.
So what is bad sex if you don't know? Yeah, if both of you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm a 29-year-old nigga having sex for the first time, am I going to come in 3 minutes?
Yeah. She got pregnant fast. She got pregnant like the next week. Like real fast.
Because he doesn't know the tricks.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
You don't know the moves. You don't know how to make 3 minutes 16. You can't do that.
If the nigga cares enough, he's gonna make them. He can make 3 minutes sex turn into 16. Like,
it takes some work.
Yeah,
some focus.
Mm-hmm. Focus, work, and some fucking willpower.
What?
Because for some reason, like you know, like there are certain days where that pussy comes swinging as soon as the bell ring, like, whoa.
Yeah, it's
whoa.
Like, damn, I ain't think
whoa,
that shit
what's
was
up?
So fucking slap like that.
Like, typically, we can go to round 8, but you're trying to knock me out of the, whoa, hold
if,
up.
If you come out swinging like that, down goes Frazier. I'm out.
I got to wrap up. Hold up.
It's something about pussy in the morning. Like, that shit just, it just hit different in the morning, dog. It's just
energizing.
Like,
in my old age, I prefer it then.
Oh my God, it's so much wetter. It's like it's been marinating all night.
Bro, you leave that shit and sauteing feel like all night. Afterwards.
You stick your dick in that thing, and it's just like your dick. You look at your dick; it's like a glazed donut. It's like, it's like, damn, she was amazing.
It's just both of y'all trying y'all best not to kiss because you know nobody brushed. So you drink this.
Yeah,
you dodging.
Hey. Oh no, you getting straight spoon dick in the morning.
You ain't you got
other. Yeah, just, ain't no missionary.
baby, turn your head.
What if you fuck around and moan?
That's you standing like that.
Did you eat before you
went? But yeah, you too pretty to smell like that.
Jesus, you got a rotten tooth.
I just think of Flavor Flav when you said that.
Why?
Because that was on like one of the episodes back in the day. Shorty had a rotten tooth and he bought her a candy necklace.
I can't.
I think it was a clown.
I wish I was in that meeting when they decided to go get that guy. Like, whose idea was that?
Whoever idea was brilliant, though. It was a hit show.
God, right, and I know it was a white guy, and I'm furious.
It started a major movement.
He started something. He started, oh shit, anybody can do this?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he started.
Yeah. That I feel like he put VH1 over the hump.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, he put reality TV as a genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If VH1 period. Is not paying him checks, the cuts are sad.
And he was banging. He was banging bad hoes.
You have to remember though that like
that's the funny part.
That's funny. He was cashing out
when that show dropped. I don't think he was like Flav didn't have stock like that.
No.
So I doubt he got like a deal. You feel me?
But I mean,
remember he was before that. The reason why he got that job was because. He was on a show before that, the couples therapy with the lady. You just call him Foofy.
Was it couples therapy though?
Yeah, it was like a couples therapy.
Nah, they had their own show, bro.
No, but before that, they were
Flav wasn't before couples therapy.
He was on one where it was a bunch of celebrities.
And was that the,
it was
rehab
in one house?
It was a rehab thing.
It was a rehab.
Yeah, then him and Foofy met each other
at that show.
Then they got their own show. Then they broke up. And because they broke up, they're like, it's time for you to find love because you're so funny.
Okay.
That's exactly how.
So maybe he might have had a good contract because, like, Love and Hip Hop, like, all those things, I just see elements of Flav. The Bachelor, all those shit.
All that shit.
Elements of Flav.
Remember Tequila? What was her name? Tila Tequila? All that shit.
Ray J.
Direct
spinoffs. I really loved Ray J shit.
Ray J shit was
very entertaining.
It was very
entertaining. They made some stars on it.
Remember Chance, Real Chance of Love, and
New
York?
After that, I pretty much dwindled away. New York, I fucking watched.
Yeah, she was amazing.
New York was fucking amazing.
Hey, some stars came from that shit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Some stars came from that shit, bro.
Y'all remember College Hill?
College Hill. I used to like College Hill.
I watched that shit.
I used to love College Hill.
I used to like that shit.
That shit used to be down here, wasn't it?
Nah, they had it like up north.
No, it was like Tallahassee.
I swear they did an episode. Like
I don't remember one down
Florida,
here.
Bro.
They might have.
Was
been.
It in the Virgin Islands?
They had one in the Virgin Islands. I remember that. That was one of the first seasons. They had one up north.
I think they had one here.
It's funny. Them little bitches from the VI bust that little bitch wide open and show's over. That's when shit got too real.
Because I think one of the people on the show went to FloMo or some shit like that.
Yeah, I feel like that.
The gay nigga went to FloMo, ain't it?
I think so.
I still never remember a season being here.
There was a season, and they were in Miami.
I just feel like I remember that. Yeah. I used to watch that show.
Yo. Me
that
too, but it was a good show.
Yeah, the episode about the ribs. Remember? That shit was iconic, bro. That shit was funny.
And they really did a whole fucking lot of those goddamn rims.
What's that? Run me my money.
Hold up. Okay, wait. Blah blah blah. Ben, what would your life look like right now if you dedicated a year to making yourself better?
Okay, so when I think of making myself better, I guess I would, you know, take away some of my vices, which would probably be like spending money on things that I shouldn't spend money on, maybe stepping away from alcohol and maybe going out and stuff like that. And I'd probably have a lot more money saved up in the bank. I would make a serious move towards buying a house. And yeah, those are the two immediate things I can see changing for sure.
Richard, what would your life look like right now if you decided to spend a year on making yourself better?
Similar to what Ben said, probably save enough money to get a house. I'd probably go back to school, get my master's. Stop talking about master's.
Shouts out
to my brother. It!
My brother just graduated with his
just
master's.
Just do it!
That's dope.
He's going to be a real asshole now.
Yeah.
Christopher, what would life look like if you decided to dedicate a year to making yourself better?
Man, honestly, I think I'd go to the NBA.
That the weed talking.
You think in 1 year, if you really focused,
what you said was if I really focused and I dedicated an entire year
to be going to NBA.
What? Yeah, hell yeah.
And they close the shop. Fuck this shit. I'm gonna focus on these dribbler skills.
I'm telling you.
He'd be at the park playing to Basketball Jones. Basketball.
Yeah, Basketball Jones.
Baby. Ooh.
I'm the youngest. I'm the oldest rookie ever.
I'd have hits in these streets too, because I kind of took a significant step back from producing and whatnot.
But you'd have hits out here in these streets, bro.
I'd have hits out here. In
Big
these
time. But you should have seen Ben at the awards show. When we had went.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got some things in the works.
Go for
you. We got a request.
He was shaking some hands.
We got a request, Ricky.
All right.
From our boy, Prez.
Oh. Excellent.
He was like, yo, we got to get back, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Tell him say less.
All right.
That's excellent. Say less. There were hella rappers in the building that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He performed with Billy Blue that night.
Oh, I fucking love that song.
Yeah, they got a song. Yeah.
I love that goddamn song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
God, going places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so smooth. I just need the map, bitch. I'm going places. That shit's so lit. But the NBA,
it's dope.
Where would you be?
I probably would fucking be Kevin Hart if I got my shit together. I'm thinking about it. If I could stop getting high and forgetting the jokes that I forgot to write down. Let me tell you something, nigga. Like, I have a joke, like, oh, this shit's funny. Let me get out the shower, write this shit down. Get to the phone, like, fuck. No, but I think, like, if I buckled down and, like, just beamed on one thing. That's the problem, is that I like doing a lot of different things because I like, it makes me happy. But like,
I'm going to start texting, like, some brain supplements that help with, like,
memory?
Short-term memory.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Like,
is it a myth that fish oil helps with that?
You don't really need fish oil. What you need is the omega complex.
Okay.
You can get that outside of fish oil.
Okay.
And remember, man, everything cruelty-free, cuz. Everything cruelty-free. Yeah. We have now reached the this or that section of our program, you see, and at times like this, we simply inquire of two things, you see. Whether it be this, you understand, or whether it be that. So at this time, what I will do is what I always do. And that is simply to ask my cohort here, Ben, to please, cohort. You see, please. Play that song, Ben.
Oh, please.
Welcome to the this or that section of our program.
Little bitch. All right, I'm done. I'm fucking done. All fucking done here, you see.
Raps.
This or that. K King by T.I. or the documentary by The Game?
Oof. Wow. King by T.I. or the documentary by...
I'm going documentary.
Yeah.
Who is the least annoying right now?
Wow. I got to listen to T.I. podcast, bro. Though.
Yeah, he's dropping a podcast.
He dropped already.
Oh, drop, he dropped that first episode?
Oh, that's gonna expeditiously.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Get your thesaurus out.
That's so fucking cool. No, but he's the nigga I need to hear speak. He's one of them.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I had dreams of fucking the R&B bitch like Maya. Yeah. I don't like King. I wasn't crazy about it.
I think that's the beginning of the Dove.
When he began the Chevy commercials, I was...
But I feel like that's difficult putting King up against what is Game's best album ever.
Only album ever?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, excellent. Anything after G-Unit for me was
But that's
just...
what I'm saying. It's like, that's not... I don't know if that's T.I.'s best album.
No,
it's not.
So it's hard to put up what T.I.'s not best album is versus his best. This is
True
the best
indeed.
He ever had.
True indeed.
It was a good album, though. King was a good album.
Yeah.
What you know about that?
What you know about that?
Wanna tell a nigga no with a ass so fat?
Why that was on that album too? Yeah. Hold on now.
Yeah, King was a good album. I have to go back and look at the track
list. Was Freak though on there?
No,
right?
Okay. Why you wanna go and do that, love?
That song was a smash. Was What You Know About That on there?
Yeah.
No.
What You Know?
Some of those beats though. I need one more song.
Ride With Me.
Nope.
Live in the Sky with Jamie Foxx.
I like my beat.
Live in the Sky.
Talk Back.
I fucking hate Top Back, but Living in the Sky is a great song.
Living in the Sky was great.
The Chevy commercial, really. All right, Tip. I had enough. But the beat. Yeah, that was Manny with his Emancipation Papers.
Bankhead,
he was just
was
free.
I can't remember how I go, but Bankhead was fire.
Bankhead, PSC, and Young Joe.
God damn. Life's ups and downs, they come and go. When I die, I wanna live in the sky. Ooh. Yes. Yes, I remember that. All right, what is better, ugly but good pussy, or pretty but mediocre pussy? Bless you.
The girl's face or the way the pussy looks?
The way the pussy looks.
Give me the good pussy.
Yeah.
Give me the good pussy.
Even if it's a little droopy, you don't care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the feeling means everything.
I'm because the feeling, it makes me feel like... Because the power has a lot of strength in it.
Exactly.
One time a few niggas down there having whole conversations with the vagina that really... interested in the look of the vagina. That's nuts.
Yeah. You don't care how pretty or ugly it is?
Some niggas can't take an ugly looking pussy. They can't fuck it.
I guess, cuz.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to ask a question, but what's an ugly pussy to you? Is it like sleeve of wizard?
Huh?
Is it the sleeve of wizard pussy?
It could sometimes the sleeve of wizard, sometimes it has a nose. Like a massive nose. Sometimes the lips are incongruent. Yeah.
Sometimes it looks like a pit bull.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it has eyes.
Yeah.
You know a hideous one when you see it, and then you know a picture perfect one.
It looks like an oak tree.
The ones that look like a deployed airbag.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, mercy.
Okay.
But it feels great as
might
opposed
have been
to
excessive. I said that might have been excessive.
Yeah, no, but you want a detail.
Or do you want the pretty pussy? Miss Pretty Pussy.
Also, I fucking hate.
I hated those songs of that era. Like those little.
Those ghetto songs?
Yeah.
I love that song. I love ghetto R&B.
Some
Can
of them
we
I hate.
Get a room?
I like that song.
Southside. I'm with Ricky. I ain't like all of it.
I ain't like all of it.
It was too much.
Like the three-piece songs?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, three-piece was hard.
What the fuck are you talking about? So what songs do you hate?
There were some other ones that were just trash. It sounded like they were recorded in somebody's basement.
Like Pretty Willie had one. Lay your body down.
That shit. I hated that song.
You hate that shit?
That shit. That ghetto sounded gold. Like a nigga recorded on the phone.
That's ghetto
and
gold.
I know you heard about
a freaky situation. That shit was a great song. So you talking about like Pleasure P songs?
Yeah, I don't care for any of that shit.
I did you wrong.
Oh, I hated that.
I take you back.
No,
baby.
No, that's okay.
Chill out.
That's okay. No matter what you do. So you're choosing Ugly, Ben?
You said it was our pretty pussy that's mediocre.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't want no mediocre pussy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, nothing mediocre.
I'm a grown ass man.
You don't want the mid.
I got no time for mid.
I don't want the midi, but I'm not going to lie to y'all. I don't remember what they look like. I really don't.
You've been living lavish, huh?
Because you're not down there having tea with it and shit.
I don't remember what they look like.
You
don't remember
when you say they.
Well, what are you talking about? What you remember what look like?
Pussies of past.
So ugly ones?
He can only remember one.
Whatever I don't even know.
If you're on Twitter, you've seen a pussy. I don't want to hear that shit. What are you talking about? I don't see pussies anymore. I don't know where pussies are.
No, that's not
take
where
it
I'm
easy, big fella.
No, that's not where I'm going. That's not where I'm going. I'm saying, like, even of the sexual encounters I've had in my past, because we've talked about having sex every episode. I don't remember what the vagina looked like. I'm actually trying to remember if when I encountered a vagina, was I turned off by the appearance of it? I never was. So I don't think I care. But
so you've never seen a pussy that was ugly?
Not physically, but online, yes.
Okay.
Online, yes, I have.
That's a great record. That's all. There's nothing wrong with having a great record.
Yeah, I've never in person seen a pussy ugly enough for me to say no. I've never.
That's crazy. Those
I can concur.
Exist.
But if I had to choose, I don't want an ugly one.
Of course you don't. But if I have to choose between feeling and
okay,
look,
okay,
give me feeling.
Feeling is
that's what
you know.
Remember.
What? Yes, because my unfuck was because it didn't feel good. But I want feeling.
But it probably looked great.
It probably looked great.
Miss Pretty Pussy,
Pretty Pussy.
That should be the song of the week.
Can we find it?
What is it on?
MySpace.
You really have to go through a fucking ratchet bitch's MySpace. We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga. Wait, have we?
I hope so. We got, like places, we got places to be, bro.
I feel like there's one more, bro. All right, fuck
we
it.
We got places to go.
We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. Ben, please. If you will.
Are you playing with him, Ben? Fuck him.
Why y'all niggas gonna do that when we're recording it? Visually.
You playing with the nigga, dog.
Ride with your boy, ride with your boy. Ride. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy. Slide. As a real nigga.
Say nigga.
No, bitch. Nigga. You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Nigga. Like a gun tree.
Nigga,
follow me on Twitter.
Nigga,
bitch, you bigger. Finna split your wigger. Nigga, Birdman and Wheezy kisser. Nigga. Never forget what they did. Ask a real nigga. This comes from the The Piz App Popo. THEPIZZAPOPO. The Pizza Popo. Sorry, the Pizza Popo. God damn, I'm retarded. The Pizza Popo. The Pizza Popo. Shit.
The Pizza Popo.
Hey, when you read it all this way, it was tough.
Yo, you funny as hell.
And to anybody offended that I used the word retarded, I'm sorry. I use it when you guys aren't listening, so it slipped.
Stupid.
Oh my god.
How does an antisocial introverted person go about making friends? Asking for a quote unquote friend. Well, it's weird because introverted people, right? Like, you guys want to do things on your own terms. Like, you don't want people to make friends with you. You want to come out of your little fucking holes whenever you guys find it convenient. So, unfortunately, it leaves it up to you to initiate, because as somebody who, like, I'm an extrovert like a fuck. But if you show me that you don't want to be fucked with, I'm not fucking with you. Until you show me that, like, you want somebody to fuck with you. I don't want to bother anybody who doesn't want to be bothered. Mm. If that makes any sense. So, I mean, if all you've ever shown me is that you don't want to be social, then that's going to be the energy until you show me different energy. Mm-hmm. So it involves you taking a step, is what I would think.
Yeah, for me too, because I'm an extrovert, so I like fucking with people. But if you show me that you're like an introvert, you don't want to be bothered, you don't want to be fucked with, I'm not going to waste my energy on you, because you don't want to be fucking bothered. You just want to be in your little cocoon and be a fucking weirdo.
Come on, chill. Well, no, I guess we can call them weirdos. That's acceptable.
That's subjective. So, when I first moved back down home, I didn't go out much. I didn't party out. I wasn't really meeting new people other than the core people that I grew up with when I was down here. It didn't mean that when different people entered the room that I wasn't willing to talk and, you know, have a grand old time. But it took this nigga Ricky, along with you in the room, to drag me out to Club Naked. And, like, they literally drug me out and put me in a room, a sea of different people. And, like, I don't know, certain introverts, I guess you could call I guess I could call myself a hybrid introvert, because, like, when people are introduced to me, I'm, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Like, I talk back. I'm not going to shy away from anything. But I don't just, you know, jump out there, you know, every time. So, I don't know. You know your friend. It may have to require for you to drag their ass out like they did for me. But I don't know. I the safest route would be for you to, like, I don't know, ask them if they're up to going out.
And that's the thing, because you had friends who were assholey enough not to care how you feel.
Right. They didn't give a shit.
Which is great, though. Like, that's a good homeboy.
And because I'm, a hybrid introvert, I didn't care that they drug me out. I didn't give them much of a fight. I went.
Mm-hmm. It was good for him too. He needed it. It was a good time.
Ask a real nigga. Ask a real nigga. Oh, this comes from JedJJ1990 on the Grizzam. Ask a real nigga. What is your reaction if your teenage son reveals to you that he got a girl pregnant, / your teenage daughter becomes pregnant? Out of the four of you, which one is going to jail for murder? If my teenage son got a girl pregnant, I'm not going to kill him. It's not the end of the world. I am going to laugh at him, because this is definitely not progress. All you can do is be supportive and let them know that you're not going to pay for it. That's all you can do. You know, I'm going to support you with love and not babysit, but you got to make your own money, bro. Yeah, I mean, because at this point, once you have a kid, you know, you're going to get the benefit of being a kid. You're a grown ass man now. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you have to stop living your dreams, whatever dreams you had. You have to make money and do your dreams at the same time. If my daughter gets pregnant, I'm sending her to Haiti. Something, I went wrong somewhere. She needs to go back to the motherland to be refreshed. Maybe the
not
wilderness.
Not yet, mama, no tooth.
Okay. Maybe intermittent electricity will teach you about being a thought. You've disgraced this family. You've brought shame to my last name. How could you? I thought you loved me. Why would you do this to me? Richard, care to answer? Are you going to jail?
Initially, I'll probably want to go to jail, but at my old age, I don't think I give a fuck. But no, I would be upset. I would be very, very upset with my son and my daughter if that happened to them. it depends on actually what age they are too. But yeah, man, like, I'm not going to jail for nobody, though.
Do you think? Why do you think you deserve raw sex? What have you done?
Yeah. Who the fuck do you think you are?
You're a fucking child. Why do you deserve raw sex?
Come on.
Okay? You just going to skip the condom? You overambitious fuck?
Why do you deserve sex at all?
The fuck? You didn't work for this.
You didn't do shit. You live a pretty good life.
Get the fuck out of it. You think you could just jump straight to going raw? Any experience. The fuck?
Get the fuck out of here.
Practice not coming while wearing a condom first. Do that. Then join the raw game. But before you can even...
You don't even know how to wash your dick. You talking about having sex. Get the fuck out of here.
Behind your ears still stink. Chris, are you going to jail?
Nah, man. One band, one sound, bro. We raising these kids together. But respect. Like you said, I'm going to laugh at your ass.
Oh, boy. You got to laugh.
If you had the baby before me, before if you have the baby before I had you.
That's crazy.
Oh.
That's not progress.
You making breakfast in the morning, Dad.
The fuck?
The hell you got going on?
I was 21. If you jump out in your teens, you a fool, huh?
You're going to have to get up and start the car in the morning type
fuck
shit.
Fuck out of here, bro. College who? You better raise this fucking kid, bro. What you gonna do? Please. What you gonna do?
Go to trade school.
You better become a plumber. You better become a fucking
electrician.
Electrician. A woodsmith. What the fuck?
A woodsmith.
Those nuclear engineering dreams are over, my friend.
You're an Uber driver now.
Whatever, you can jump in immediately.
To make friends meet, make ends meet, you fucking do that. Right. Anybody know motherfuckers like who got like babies in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen them on Facebook? Like, what do they look like now?
My brother had a baby in high school.
Yeah, one of my good friends. She...
And niggas well adjusted as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
His daughter's a teenager now. Yeah,
Her son is about to be a senior in high school now because she had him when we were our freshman year of high school.
Shit.
Yeah.
What's crazy is those motherfuckers never have a bunch of kids.
Yeah, she's one.
Those motherfuckers be one and done.
He just moved on to his second.
Because when we were experiencing our life in the 20s, they didn't have that. So they're experiencing it now on the back end.
Yeah. Which is so lit, bro.
It's so lit. I mean, both have its perks.
Yeah.
While we were out there doing our thing, they were at home. You know what I'm saying? Now to them, it's in reverse.
Because if your brother never read up on that shit, like imagine being a nigga almost our age with a senior in high school. That means that your late 30s are about to be some of the littest shit you've ever seen.
Then what? You don't have no worries. Your kids grown.
I mean, remember, you still have a kid to pay for.
Right, but I'm saying.
But shit, come on, bro. It's different energy now.
Yeah, that bullshit of it is done.
I don't have to sell you dreams and fairy tales anymore and talk to you sweet.
Like, as an adult
you
now.
A grown ass man.
Exactly.
There's still that very delicate stage, like just before they take off for flight, where they could just fall. As opposed to flying, you know what I mean? Like, that 18 to 23 could go real sideways.
It's delicate, but I mean, but then again, like, it's not the responsibility that 13 is. You think it's the same?
18 to 23, bro, like, that's life-changing shit when that happens in that. Let's say 25. 18 to 25, that's life-changing shit.
I did my mother a favor. I got the fuck out of there.
But you see, and how much of your life changed after that?
Oh, everything. Nothing was the same.
That's what I'm saying. So that's like, you still, even as a dad, like, you still should be there.
Make it, huh? Sit up.
I'm here.
No, you're not. You're relaxing. You're sit your ass
jumping
up.
Jumping jacks again.
Hey, you owe us some jumping jacks.
Nah, fuck that.
You really do.
Nah, fuck that.
We have rules here. You owe us jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks, let's Ricky. Wrap this up.
Who has final thoughts?
What are your final thoughts, bitch?
My final thoughts are bring your asses out to the Halloween costume party.
Hey. Boo, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? October 31st.
Boo!
Tickets are on sale right now. Hit up our Eventbrite. Get your tickets. They're $10 right now. They're going to go up to $15 at some point. So take advantage of the $10 ticket price. At the door, it'll be $20. Vibes will be curated by Benny B and by Agony Music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? your hostess with the mostest is going to be the one and only Plus Pierre and Ricky the King. So make sure y'all come out, have a good time, It's going to be costume party contest. There's going to be candy. There's going to be giveaways. You know, all types of shit, man.
Remember, there's a $5 rebate if you come with no panties. $5 rebate. Please see me for your rebate. Thank you.
It's an NWO party. It's PC
Plus and Only Plus.
It's an NWO party, y'all. So you already know what time it is.
Y'all boys, they saying that we throw pussy parties, man. I would love for some fellas to come out and represent, too.
The girls, women are complaining, saying that we only have too much women there and there's not enough guys. So
I would love for some guys to show. Put your pride to the side and slide, bro. That's all you got to do, man. And
I think, really and truly, yeah. I don't want y'all boys there.
I don't.
I can be honest with you.
I'll be honest.
Like, if y'all boys, if I can be totally honest,
I would like for
you. I love that
home.
Y'all boys listen and stay home because it's just, it's just tons of women and I like that. But the women want you guys there. So y'all boys.
You got to make it a party, man.
But stay home for me.
Yeah.
Please. Chris, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Please remember our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? 3150 Clothing. Heaven Sent Hair. RW Hair Shop. Make sure you follow them on all social media platforms.
Vegetarian Delight.
I was going to get there. Also follow Vegetarian Delight, Vegan Trap House on all social media platforms. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of things in the works. And also the NWO podcast, like and subscribe. That's about it.
My final thoughts are, I'm going to start calling people out. Valinda, please. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, okay? And Bree, tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. I'm going to start calling people out individually in my request for y'all to spread the word. Y'all are my soldiers. Y'all are what we got. Come on.
We activating, y'all.
Nigga, nigga.
Okay.
Do we have a song of the week?
Do you have a final
thought? That's what I was going to ask you, bro. You skating Final Where's Thoughts final now, bitch?
Oh, shit. That's right.
You trying to skate the Final Thoughts?
Shot. Oh, God. Go women, don't do twerk videos are my final thoughts. And absolutely, certainly, no woman of mine will be doing twerk videos. Have some respect for yourself. I want you guys to know that I also skated the question of the last person that I hurt. Ben, do we have a song of the week?
Yes, we do. This week's song of the week, I apologize in disappointing you, Plus, but this week's song of the week is Pack Talk by Wiz Khalifa featuring Juicy J.
That's awful.
Taylor Gang are done. Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast.
What's wrong? Nothing, I'm cool. I don't really gotta say much. I let my pack talk. Gotta talk much. That's what these racks about. I get fly for the studio. I get fly for the airport. I get fly everywhere I go. Oh, oh. 30 bottles up in Greystone. In the club rolling airplanes. You get money, you already know. You would think we buy it wholesale. And my crib so big, look like a hotel. When we leave here, we smoking out the hotel. When we leave, ain't no time to pay the whole bill. Cause we all getting money, I don't really gotta say much. I let my pack talk. Gotta talk.
getting it, nigga. I'm a broke nigga's nightmare. Broke whole sightster. And I walk in bankroll. Long as the dank roll. It's gonna be hard to hear you niggas. Louis frame so I don't have to see you niggas. Me and the Taylor gang. Floating on a private plane. Bad bitch, give me brain. High behind this tinted thing. Money bag, Kush Cologne. Niggas wondering what I be on. All about the binges, nigga. Puff it cone. I can make an actress do backflips on mattress. I can make a sack do a backflip on Saxville. Get trippy with a star. It will get you far. Turned up in the club, TMZ outside my car. I don't really gotta say much. I let my back talk. I don't really gotta talk much. That's what these racks for. Talk much. That's what these racks about.